This is Mark's Almanac. A look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It's January 29th, and it was on this date 175 years ago in 1845. One of the most famous poems in history, about a bird no less, was first published in the New York Evening Mirror. Written by Edgar Allan Poe, the poem entitled The Raven features a refrain of, quote, the raven, nevermore. Poe, who was orphaned at the age of three and later taken in by a wealthy tobacco merchant named John Allen, as a young man racked up huge gambling debts before moving from Richmond, Virginia to Baltimore. Although the poem did make him extremely popular, it did not bring him the badly needed money. And it was on this date in 1936 that the Baseball Hall of Fame elected its first five members in Cooperstown, New York. The idea for it came after a private organization thought establishing the hall would help infuse some energy into a city that was ravaged by the Depression. The story they came up with about Abner Doubleday, their most famous citizen, the first to fire a shot in the Civil War, creating the game, was phony, but baseball officials overlooked it and gave their support to the project anyway. Who were the first inductees? Ty Cobb, Honus Wagner, Christy Mathewson, Walter Johnson, and of course, Babe Ruth. Here is Ruth in his induction speech 3.5 years later when the building opened.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I hope someday that some of the young fellows that's coming into the game will know how it feels to be picked on the Hall of Fame.
And that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow in Today's History.